Hey, podcasters. Claire, Matt and Kimber here from The Big Breakfast.
Hey, on today's catch-up, Andrew Gaff from the Eagles with his tips on how to win Lotto.
Yeah, like a couple of days too late, Gaffy. Kimber gets grossed out about a listener's infection.
Ew. Carrie Bickmore reminisces over 10 years of the project.
And we find out just how Perth we are.
Wake up with The Big Breakfast. Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Mix 94.5.
You know nothing, Jon Snow. You wanna come over and chill?
She watched it. She loved it. Kimber's Net Mix and Chill.
Kimber's had some wins here with recommendations of things you can watch, especially on a rainy day.
Oh, sometimes you're just trapped inside. And I wanted to do a throwback for this one today.
Oh, great.
These recommendations, I'm giving you two today, and they're about the Aussies, because we do love to support the Aussie film and TV industry.
So a bit of a retro chill today.
Yeah, but if we're honest, some shows are rubbish. You know, sometimes we pump out some Australian stuff where you just kind of go, it's not always on par.
No,
right?
As it is with America.
The world.
And comedy's subjective as well.
Yeah, but these two shows, I think, were really underestimated at the time.
Okay.
And I watched them both again in the last couple of weeks and I thought, these need more attention.
Okay.
So here they come.
Sure.
First up, Upper Middle Bogan. Now, Upper Middle Bogan was great. 2013 it came out, and it was the story of a rich woman who lives in the affluent suburbs of Melbourne who finds out that she's adopted.
Mm-hmm.
And when she discovers who her biological parents are, they try to reunite and have the two families together.
Sure.
And she finds out that they're actually Bogans.
You're not supposed to have him overnight.
Says who? Well, then you and that mediation lady.
What did he have for dinner last night?
I can provide a meal for my son. I know about the food groups.
Oh, the food groups. Oh, break it down for me, Troy. What food groups did Sean have last night?
He had two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickled onions on a sesame seed
bun.
Go
home.
I love how he kept it slow.
Good delivery.
Look, it's just a great show. It's so funny and the characters are really well written. It is smart and incredibly relatable to Aussie families. You've either lived next door to these people or they are your family. I cannot highlight just how smart it is.
Is it been Kath and Kim at times?
It's, I think, better than Kath and
Kim.
Okay. Yeah,
cool.
Because
a little
it's
more
just,
subtle.
Yeah, it's, it is. It's more subtle. It's more believable and relatable.
Yeah.
But give it a shot. It stars Glenn Robbins and lots of wonderful Australian actors. And
Speaking
it's got three seasons.
Yeah.
And they're only like 20, 30 minute episodes. So they're like really easy to watch.
Right.
So check that one out. And the other one is Please Like Me. It's created by comedian Josh Thomas. 29 minute eps, four seasons to get into, but you can watch them back to back easily.
Mm. Sure.
It's honest and it's funny and it's surprisingly light drama because it actually covers massive issues. It's got homophobia, mental illness, self-harm. There's all sorts of really dark things in there in this hilarious package.
What is this?
It's a French stick.
I thought we weren't eating bread.
Oh yeah, I thought it might be nice to have some bread.
Josh, why are you doing this?
I just thought maybe bread isn't actually the enemy.
Do you know how many times over the last 2 weeks I've wanted to eat white food and I didn't? I did it for us, because of us, and now you're quitting on me?
No, don't you say that.
There were donuts at the office today and I didn't touch them.
You did touch your boss's junk though. Right, Tom? Am I right? Tom?
It is absolutely packed with like really clever lines. Like Josh puts in a lot of effort to make a few little political commentaries in there and observations about people that you wouldn't expect. But Please Like Me, it is a great show. Check it out. So they're the ones today. Upper Middle Bogan and Please Like Me. Have a flashback of Australian really well-written drama and comedy.
It takes a little while to get used to Josh's unusual accent.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
It does. I did see some of the first series of Please Like Me and I've always been someone that's found, which is a stupid thing to say, right?
Yeah.
You find the way someone talks, you know, puts you off.
Yeah.
But it did. But it was very good. I didn't keep up with it, but it was pretty strong.
And I understand that.
Yeah,
that's why I think some people would have missed out on it.
Yeah, possibly,
But they are really clever shows. So if you want something homegrown, check that out on Netflix.
Well done.
The Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Bickmore's back. All right.
All right.
Yeah, Perth favourite. Can you say prodigal daughter as well as prodigal son?
I believe you can in this day and age.
She lived here for a long, long time. And of course, celebrating 10 years of the project. Carrie Bickmore's online. Carrie, welcome. How are you?
Good. That was a croaky voice. Was it good?
pretty squeaky.
Oh, it's croaky because you're a very busy lady, Carrie. You do so many things. And celebrating 10 years on the project, and I've read a couple of articles where you said the first episode was the worst ever and it was really like just an awful thing for you to come out of. And it's great to hear that kind of honesty, because we think that doing radio, sometimes we think, oh, that was a bit rubbish. And people are so quick to judge, aren't they?
Well, the other day, Pete Hellyer had this great idea where he said, we should Gogglebox you watching your first episode.
Oh, yeah.
Just great to watch idea. Your face. I was like, no, I actually might not recover from watching the first episode. I think it's very fortunate that we got the chance to keep being brave and try new things, and the network stuck by. So I'm very, very happy.
We were talking before we spoke to you about how careful one has to be as a broadcaster these days, and you know, we're paid to have opinions, but those opinions are always given with a cloud, maybe a dark cloud over you, knowing that if you are taken the wrong way, it can be a very, very serious thing.
Absolutely. And I think in this age of clickbait, and I think we can't excuse ourselves from it, we, you know, all do broadcast media where we use stuff that we've read online to then, you know, have do talk breaks on and interview people on. But I think in the age of clickbait, things are often taken out of context for a headline, and then people are led to believe that you said something or did something, and without the full context, the whole comment is completely different to what happened on air.
Mm.
I remember, you know, often reading things about, you know, Carrie and Waleed having, you know, showdowns. I'm like, what? And the same thing used to happen with, you know, I cry a lot on the show. Yeah. And I used to be very embarrassed about the fact that I cry a lot. And people would often write, Carrie in tears again, and, oh, Carrie's crying again. And for a while there, I stopped having a reaction to things that I was watching on the show, even though inside I was really upset if it was, you know, something moving, or we have beautiful stories of families and kids and stuff. And I would change how I reacted, because I just didn't want to have to read again that I'd been crying about a story on air. I just remember going, oh, stuff it.
Yeah.
Like, I can only be me. And if it's not good enough, it's not good enough. But if I stop being authentic in me, then what a show to watch, just someone sitting there trying to work out what people are going to write the next day about it.
That's what our politicians do on a daily basis, isn't it?
Exactly, exactly. You got to get it out.
Carrie, you know that you're the most talented Rocker's Tedford performer I ever hosted, of course. You know that. We go back a long way. But I just want to say,
I know you laugh about that, but that was funny. Genuinely one of the highlights of my life. That was my first time getting to talk to a mass audience, and that was all thanks to you.
A mass audience on a Rocker's Tedford stage here in Perth, Carrie Bickmore.
I look at that so nervous.
Original photo of you guys, the original cast, and I was going to say you feel like a survivor, but everyone else on that cast has done pretty well as well, haven't they, from the project? You
know, absolutely. And tonight we're doing a massive show for our 10 years. I'm so lucky that I can genuinely call them all friends, and they're all heading back tonight to celebrate with us, so it'll be huge.
That's great. And you've done it the toughest, Carrie, because you're the one who has had to go through all the hairstyles and the makeup that you wouldn't think would change that much over 10 years, but my God, they really did a doozy on you some nights.
Oh, I know. But at the time, it wasn't a doozy. It was fashion. It was so
I am fashion.
Well, I guess the only advice that we would dare to give you is continue to be yourself and make sure you keep inserting Carrie cries here into the script.
Stop it. Leave Carrie alone.
Do I need tears now? Because nothing moving me too much, but I'm sure I can get there.
Thanks, Carrie.
Thanks, Carrie. Thanks for your support over the years. Really appreciate it.
Carrie Bickmore, the project celebrates 10 years tonight. Been doing it for a few nights now, playing some old highlights, which is pretty cool. 6:30 p.m. on Channel 10, the project.
Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Shut up! The boys on the radio!
He's an All-Australian, the best wingman in AFL. And he's our man inside the West Coast Eagles. Let's talk footy with Andrew Gaff for Automasters.
This is surreal. He's going to Alice Springs to play the team he grew up loving, Melbourne, of course. Gaffy, good to see you, mate. How are you?
Morning, guys. Going well. Yeah, it's going to be exciting going to Alice this afternoon. It's my mum and dad are going up for the weekend. And
right.
I think a lot of people think when you go to Alice Springs, all the roads just around the corner and all that, but it's a good 4.5 hours drive.
Yeah.
So it'd be great for, I mean, it'd be great. I've never done it, but it'd be great for something to do.
Yeah, they're going to go to The Rock
and check it out.
Yeah, they will. Yeah, I think it's the last, someone was saying the last couple of months or the last year that you can actually climb it. I don't think they're going to climb it, but it'd be a great thing to do. And
that's beautiful.
I'm sure a lot of people visiting Australia do it and love
it.
Yeah, yeah,
it's gorgeous. Get some great photos.
Hey, I learned something new about you this morning, Gaffy.
What's this?
A lotto guy. You're into lotto.
Unfortunately, not $110 million richer.
No, or even today. $36 million. Yeah, like three winners.
You've got tips and stuff. Like, do you have rules that you follow, like places that you buy from or?
Oh, it's funny. You hear a couple of days before the lotto, you hear the places that are lucky.
Yes.
And I see it as they've actually used up their luck.
Yeah, true. Yeah,
and that it's going to be evenly distributed amongst other suburbs that haven't been as lucky.
Yeah, right.
So I know a couple of people that went down to Mandurah, or I think Success was the one.
Yep.
To purchase a ticket from there, but yeah, I don't quite understand that.
Yeah, real glass half empty kind of guy.
That's right. Yeah, real pessimistic.
Okay, but let's be honest, mate. I want to ask the question: if you won $36 million last night in Lotto, you know, the three winners, it wasn't one a winner in the West First Division. But does that mean your agent gets a percentage of that?
I was thinking he'd get a couple of percent, wouldn't he?
Would he?
Would you keep playing? Yeah, or would you be like, because these guys, Matt would leave tomorrow.
Mm. Yeah, just like, would you play for the love?
I've been honest.
Yeah, we've had this debate a few times. It's funny, as soon as you buy your ticket, I think in the next 10, 15 minutes, you feel like you've actually won it.
Yeah.
So you start to imagine and think of the ways you're going to spend it. And a few people are like, yeah, I'll just retire straight away and all that. But you realise you play footy to your early 30s.
Yeah.
So you still the rest of your life to spend all that money.
And 35 regretting your game.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. So it'd be nice to buy a house in the south of France somewhere.
Cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
A boat and all that.
But it'd be a great way of sledging too. If one of your opponents was having a go at you, go, mate, I've got $36 million in the bank.
I feel like you'd probably get over some really bad losses or some poor performances. Yes, you would. Probably a little bit more quicker than if you had won.
Actually, have you got a teammate who's a bit of a Scrooge that you wouldn't tell you'd won Lotto?
Oh, Jack Darling.
don't tell Lego here.
Keep it on the low down.
Would $36 million have softened the blow of the Collingwood loss?
It was
1 point.
Very disappointing. It stung. Whenever we don't get too many Friday night games, but when you do and you lose by a point, it's hard not to think about it most of the weekend. And we had a few injuries as well, not just at AFL level, but a few guys in the waffle that are pushing putting their hand up. Josh Smith is one. But yeah, Collingwood played really well, and it's such an even competition this year. You look at the fixture at the start of the year, and every game looks hard, and it's all a matter of when you play certain teams. And Collingwood played really well, and yeah, I think we would have been two games clear on second position, and now we're in a logjam for second, third and fourth at the moment.
Mate,
so
it was looking good really early. I'm thinking Friday night footy, the full house, fresh after the big derby win. You guys were looking great. Cameron had snapped another goal, and I nearly texted a friend of mine and said, you guys are on fire. You know? And then I thought, no, I won't do that. It would be bad luck. Then I turned back on and 1 point loss. And it was heartbreaking.
Yeah, and for three quarters, we played pretty
really,
well.
Really, really good footy,
Three goals up, and you'd take that every day of the week against Collingwood, and just that last quarter, we struggled to get it outside 50, and in the end, you lose by a point and could easily go the other way. But that's the game. That's why we love it.
And everyone feeling, of course, for Nick to be out again after such an excellent, you know, coming back. So came back so strong, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. So sad, especially the first couple of days. And we sort of caught wind of it over the weekend. I think we all had the weekend off, but we caught wind of that he pulled up a bit sore on his ankle. And we've realised the last three games how good it is to have him back. And how much dominance he has in the air, but also around the ground. He's really starting to dominate and get a few possessions around the ground. And to lose that is disappointing for us, but more so for him. He's been through so much, and I'm sure he just wants to get a good run at playing quite a few games in a row now. And hopefully we get a chance to see him later in the year, but there's no guarantee about that. Mm. But we've performed really well as a club without him the last couple of years. Yeah. And Tom Hickey's had a really good year coming over from St Kilda.
Yes.
And then we get Vards coming back in a week or two. So those guys, we had a lot of adversity with Nick as well last year. So there's no reason why we can't still play really well.
Sure.
He throws that big body around, mate. He doesn't hold back, does he, Nick, the way he plays?
Oh, yeah. I think everyone realises how important he is to our team, and how in the last 3 weeks everyone was talking about how good it is to have him back.
Mm.
And,
yeah.
And just the... He might not get more than 10, 15 possessions, but he's got so much more impact than that.
Yeah, and those little things he does. So good to see you, mate. All the best against Melbourne, and happy trails up there.
Mm. Thank you, guys. It'll be good.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
Matt Fyfe's not playing in the footy tomorrow night against Sydney for the Freo Dockers.
No.
Yeah, did I see he's in hospital? Or
the Freo captain's been in hospital for three nights on a trip. He wasn't feeling the best, basically because he's got a bursa on his elbow.
Uh-huh.
And it's he's been wearing that sort of compression bandage most of the season.
Mm-hmm.
He's been getting a lot of knocks and the like. And after the game against Hawthorn, they've just gone, it's got an infection.
Okay.
So he's going to miss at least 1 week. He could be back for the Bulldogs game at Marvel next week.
So he's on the antibiotics.
He is.
What's a bursa? Is that when you get that big swelling?
Like
okay, yeah. Yes. Yeah.
So the bandage was sort of protecting it a little bit.
Okay. It sort of sounds gross, doesn't it?
It does, doesn't it?
Bursa.
Some infections are disgusting, though.
Yeah.
I'm like, any kind of infection, I'm like, antibiotics, if you hope that's all it takes.
Yeah.
You know, because some are a bit rank.
I remember as a kid, I can't remember, you know, 9 or 10 or something, I must have gone into full immune system meltdown.
Right.
And I got tonsillitis, gingivitis, my gums were bleeding, and my entire mouth was ulcerated. And I know now it doesn't sound like
this,
but as a kid, I remember thinking this is, your little mouth, I couldn't do anything. I couldn't eat.
I had that now, I'd be horrified.
Yeah.
Were
you
feeling like you had scurvy or something?
I was,
the first place?
Yeah. Yeah. It was
horrible.
Not a good look.
I know. Not so anything like that makes me feel.
I mean, there's no way I could Instagram it.
No one would follow you.
No, they wouldn't.
Hey, Kimber, do you remember our first day back at work in 2011?
Oh, yeah.
And it was 38 degrees.
Oh, Mr. I'm wearing a Santa jacket.
It was I was so cold in the studio that day. It was 38 degrees outside. I was so cold in the studio. The only thing around was a Santa jacket.
Prefaced by the fact that Clezzy is never, ever cold. I've seen this guy in a sweater about twice my entire life.
Yeah. So I realised not long after that, after going to the doctor, spending 3 days in bed going to the doctor, that I realised I had a blocked kidney and it had caused a major infection in the old urinary tract.
Yes.
And had to go and have an operation. And
swelling.
That's the only time he was happy.
I was hoping.
Well, you know when they show those things on the news, and it is amazing because it does work with some, particularly elderly people when they get those awful leg sores and they put maggots in there.
Yeah,
and it works. It cleans up the wound.
Yeah. Old Louis the Fly Goes to Town.
Yeah,
it's kind of like old school witch doctor kind of stuff, isn't it?
But it actually works.
Yeah, leeches and
no
things.
No one said the word pus, but we are talking infections.
Oh, God.
Sorry.
Do we have to talk
good
infections?
Good morning.
Can't we just like go, shame about Nat 5, hope he gets better soon and move on?
People like sharing their stories about their health.
You're always complaining we talk too much about football. Yeah. We try and take it in a different direction and now you're complaining again.
Hey. I mean, I'm okay to talk about, okay, he's got an infection, but let's move on. We're not actually asking people this, are we?
The world's not like Frozen.
Yeah.
Let go.
Let's try and gross Kimber out.
I think so.
Yeah. Go on.
Stop.
Give us a call, 1-333-53.
We don't have to.
Yeah, tell us about your gross infection and gross Kimber out on the first day back at work.
We don't need to do this.
Yeah, I think you should.
And we all get infections every now and then and you can just keep it to yourself.
Well, it might even reward you.
Absolutely. The person with the story that makes Kimber go green will win tickets to Ross Noble on the 9th of August at the Astor Theatre. Tickets on sale now from Ticketek.
Oh, Ross Noble would laugh at this. I want to see Kimber look like that spewing emoji.
1-333-53, make Kimber go green.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. That's
tell us about your rank infection. Can't wait.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber.
Hey, it's Mix 94.5. It's your Big Breakfast. It's Clarzy, Matt and Kimber. Nat Fife's got an infection in his elbow. He's not playing in the footy tomorrow.
Yeah.
Kimber, can we make Kimber turn green because we're talking about gross infections?
I don't know why we're talking about gross infections.
Come on, Ben in Gosnells. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, guys. How are we?
We're good. Can you gross Kimber out for us, please, Ben?
I think I've got a good story. Now, when I was a teenager, I used to get ingrown toenails on my big toe on both feet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, one time, this was after a really bad game of football, got really, really badly infected. I'm talking this thing swelled up about 3 times the size of my toe normally.
Another feeling, now, buddy.
Yeah, and this infection got really, really bad. I'm talking pus, I'm talking blood.
Hey.
And,
breakfast. Yep.
Yep.
That's,
and I got a doctor's appointment to see it, to get it dealt with, but unfortunately it took about 2-3 days to get there.
Right.
So I got to the point where this thing was in so much pain, I grabbed a pair of pliers.
I'm out.
Hey, you've gone
Ben.
You've gone to burst it. You've
well played, sir. Kimber is officially looking ill.
How was that relief?
I didn't
well
even
played.
Hear what he said. I'd heard pliers and I went,
he's popped it, obviously.
Yeah, well, the actual the relief was amazing, though.
Yeah.
It made me feel so much better. My doctor was horrified.
Yeah, but you'd actually did a really... He was horrified by the fact that you did a better job than he would have done.
Yeah, well, eventually I got the nail bed surgically removed. They no longer grow in.
But Ben, the more important question is how quickly could you get back to footy? Because we really want to know how likely it is for Fifey to come back.
It took me about 3 weeks to get back.
Oh, okay. Back in three. Back
all right,
for
back
finals.
In three. How much for an elbow?
Fifey's an elbow. He'll be back in a week, I reckon.
Ben, you've done so well, buddy. Thank you.
No worries.
And thanks, thanks for not filming it and putting it on social media.
Gross.
I mean, yeah, how many times do you see those? Oh, we're going to show you squeezing the infection.
Stop
it.
Yeah, you can hand a man a grand a spanner.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
Hey. Woo! Another day brings more news with the occasional bizarre twist.
Friday.
She's a really good news reader, but here's what Jim King missed.
Kimby, you may have missed it yesterday morning. Captain Paul said,
sick.
Indeed. It's a tribute to you.
Thanks, Paulie.
Now, I'm already panicking because whenever I start one of these segments with, I found this really interesting, it always goes down like a fart in a spacesuit. So
great.
We'll try this.
Yeah, don't now, do a big build-up.
We've all been there. You bang your thumb or something and you let out an expletive.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
It just seems to be a natural thing to do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in my new life as a family man, I've done it with little ears in earshot and had to quickly apologise despite still feeling the searing pain.
I get told off regularly. There's no kids around.
No, right. But we shouldn't feel bad because a study has found that your pain tolerance can be raised by 33% by dropping the F-bomb.
Homer, that was the 20.
Yeah. Oh, you son of a... You dirty bastard.
Homer filling the swear jar
The swear jar.
This, you know, so this study was, as I said, I was quite fascinated by it. So they
that's
also
a lot, 33%.
Yeah,
just by dropping an F bomb or something,
and has to be the actual word. Now we know from things like martial arts that sound is often equated to an action, you know, or whatever it might be.
Yep.
But so they created these two new words, twiz pipe and foosh.
Right.
Right, so all done very scientifically. Yep. And they got their participants to put their hand into an ice bucket and use those words, use a control word, or use the F-bomb.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they found that even though the participants quite enjoyed using twiz pipe and foosh and that it felt quite good, it didn't lessen the pain in the way that the F-bomb did.
You had to have the real McCoy.
And they think that because from a young age we typically learn to associate that word and words like it with high stress situations and a kind of taboo-ness, that it actually emotionally feels like you're releasing something.
Wow.
So it actually worked. They were able to quantify it.
I just think of all those parents that are in pain who are going far
out.
That's always what you do, right? Far out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Or a frickin' or whatever they
call it. Yeah. It doesn't work.
Substitute doesn't work.
And the thing that the final interesting part of it is that the study was actually funded by Nurofen.
Ah, there you go.
So I don't know if they're about to design a pill that actually makes you swear as part of the pain relief.
Might have the swear word on the, you know, engraved in the tablet.
Oh, yeah.
Could do,
I really want to see that packaging.
Yeah. So there you go. Was that interesting?
It was interesting.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I'm out.
You're back.
Yeah.
Spacesuit. Fart. Yeah. Done.
Done. Yeah.
Would you go and froosh your twiz pipe?
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kim.
Sorting the winners from the wooden spooners. AFL footy tipping on The Big Breakfast. Brought to you by Channel 7, The West Australian, The Sunday Times, Mazda and Mix 94.5. With thanks to our official partner, Tab Touch. Go to thegame.com.au.
So many wonderful prizes, including a brand new Mazda could be yours at thegame.com.au. How's the footy tipping looking between the three of us?
What?
Hey, we're even Stevens.
Yeah.
88, like, two fat ladies.
Yeah, great, but we're coming last.
Oh.
How did that happen?
Oh, no, not quite last. There's someone behind us. Who is it? Someone who should be an expert. Braden Quatermain's on 81.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's from the West.
I don't know Monica Cost. She seems like a lovely lady and a great professional.
Sweetheart.
But I just feel like I should be beating her.
Yeah, because she tanked last year in the tipping.
Is that why?
Yeah, but I also won last year in the tipping and here we are. So,
you know,
that's how these things go. That's what tipping's all about,
right? Did you win a car or something?
I didn't get anything. I think I got a little bit of a celebration from you guys. I've got a moment's kudos.
I think it looks really cool. We're all on 88. So why don't we just do the same tips for the rest of the year and all finish hand in hand going over the finish line and singing Kumbaya?
Well, we could have done that, but Kimber's already stuffed that up.
Oh, renegade.
I'm sorry. I've gone for Melbourne this week instead of West Coast.
How dare you?
Get out of this state if you don't like
Kimber.
It.
Kimber.
Hey, sorry. It's just the way it has to be.
All right. And we all went, did we go, we went Freo over Sydney? No, you've gone Sydney, Kimber.
Yeah, Kimber?
You are just.
What's wrong with you? What? Melbourne and Sydney, where are you from?
I don't know. Haven't my, tell us, you know, where's Nat Fife right now? Then we'll talk. True, then we'll talk about the game.
Okay.
No, this is the point. We're giving you the chance to blame Jack, who's doing your tips.
No, Jack is my little tipster, and he's doing a great job.
He is.
Doesn't let me down every week.
So you're saying Jack, the West Coast Eagles superstar fan, has gone against them this week in the tipping?
That's why I mean it's a serious game. If Jack goes against his beloved Eagles, I know that he knows Melbourne's got this one.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough.
All right.
They're in Alice Springs this week.
Big deal.
You know another Jack Darling will kick 9 goals now. Yeah. So we're 88 apiece, but still your chance to some win prizes, of course, and that brand new Mazda could be yours.
You can still do it, even though we're this far into the season.
Apparently, yeah.
Prizes are still available.
Absolutely, and we're all on 88.
Oh,
it's
God.
Very, very cool. It is Mix 94.5, of course. Footy tipping, of course, at thegame.com.au.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire Z, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.